This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. In Michigan, the news report Inside Michigan Politics ranks the most conservative and the most liberal members of the state legislators. Among conservatives, being the most conservative is branding. It's going to be on campaign literature. Well, for the second year, there's another ranking for most conservative legislators in Michigan. The rankings are put out by the national group American Conservative Union. Larry Hart is a senior fellow at the ACU, and he joins us now. You've been ranking conservatives in Congress for a long time, but why are you now doing state legislators?
Well, that's true. We started rating members of Congress way back in 1971 and have been doing so every year. And in 2011, as gridlock gripped Washington, we realized that much of the action to advance conservative principles was shifting to the states. And we thought we would bring the same principles that we have in rating Congress to the states. We started with a pilot project of five states in 2011, and we completed all 50 states for the first time in 2015.
Now, I know that big donors, such as the Koch brothers, have been looking at state legislatures as well. Is this intended to be a guide for some of the big moneyed interest in the conservative movement to see the state legislatures for what they are?
Just the opposite. It's to guide our members and for conservative activists, grassroots activists across the country, and actually anyone that's interested in their state government, to get an idea of who the people are within the legislatures that represent conservative values.
Tell me a little bit about the history of the American Conservative Union so we know who you are. I understand that William F. Buckley was involved in founding ACU.
That's right. It was way back in 1964, following a conservative defeat of the Barry Goldwater's candidacy for president. Some of the founders of the modern American conservative movement, including William F. Buckley, Jr., got together to form the American Conservative Union. We call ourselves the nation's original conservative organization. And the idea is to serve as an umbrella group for different groups. We don't just look at one set of issues, economic or social or national security. We look at them all. And that has been true all throughout these years.
So with that said, let's take a look at the Michigan rankings. In the state Senate, no one reached 90%, meaning there was not an award for conservative excellence in the Senate. Sounds like that's a high bar.
Well, that's why we call it an award for conservative excellence. Seven members of the House in Michigan did reach that level in 2016.
Right. I'm going to read those off real quickly so people know. Todd Barrett, Lee Chatfield, Tristan Cole, Gary Glenn, Tom Hooker, Jim Runstad, and Lana Thies. How do you determine their conservative credentials?
Well, again, we look at issues, all types of issues that are of interest to conservatives, whether they be economic or social. And, of course, it somewhat depends on what, in a given legislative session, the type of votes that are taken. We don't require folks to be at the very top level to be recognized as true conservatives. We use a measure of 80% or above. Three members of the Senate did reach that level in 2016. We go back to what Ronald Reagan once said, which is that if someone agrees with me 80% of the time, then I want to be with them. That's the standard we use. But as I say, it really depends upon the votes that are taken in any given session, and they can vary from year to year.
I noticed you listed no one as a member of the Coalition of the Radical Left, and I'm guessing there are a couple of people who are probably disappointed they didn't make that list. What kind of score do you have to earn radical left status?
That is a score of less than 10% out of 100.
I'm wondering, how does Michigan's legislature compare to other state legislatures?
They are somewhat in the middle of the pack.
So it's a mixed bag.
It is.
How do you think rankings like this affect the already substantial polarization of right and left?
I don't think that it really affects that so much, because when you go back to, for example, the congressional ratings that the American Conservative Union did for so many years, going way back, ACU rated some Democrats very highly, often got higher rankings than some Republicans did.
I'm guessing a lot of those were Southern Democrats who later became Republicans.
Many of them were, but that was reflected, and it wasn't the rankings that changed the,
right,
that changed the partisanship. It was the political complexion, what happened in the country. So I don't think that telling people how their legislators are voting as far as conservative values are concerned really contributes to the polarization.
I only have one more question for you. Are you getting any feedback from the legislators when they find out that they're awarded one of these awards for being conservative?
Yes, we get a very good reaction from them because we send out certificates giving them that standing. they look upon it favorably. We've been out to Michigan a few times since 2011. Two or three dozen members of the legislature have come to be recognized to get their awards in any given year. So it's gone over pretty well. We often complain about what people are doing if we don't like what they're doing. And it's very important to let those people know who are upholding conservative values that there's somebody out there that does give them a lot of credit for that.
Larry Hart is a senior fellow at American Conservative Union. The ACU just released its ratings of Michigan legislators. You can find out how the group ranked all the legislators and the bills on which they base those ratings at their website. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.